Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation with Kyle. I'm the man with the mic. What a conversation for you this week. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about what's going on with this country, and in particular for Chicago. I don't know what you would call them. They're not humans. Beating a kind of like mentally disabled kind of Trump supporter, kidnapping him, tying him up, and beating him. What's happened to this country? And I got some good news on the other front, something that's amazing that will also bring some positive and encouragement to your day. Trump, he will make America sick again. I'll get into that and who said that. Lord help us, and that lady or gentleman, whoever it may be. Also, something a Massachusetts sheriff said that his inmates will help do. It's great. Also, Jill Stein. Okay, does she got nothing better to do than to have a count my vote thing where no one showed up practically? Get over it. Hillary lost. I mean, what the heck? She's going to be there like 8 years from now. Like, huh, wait, come on. They need to recount the vote. 8 years ago, Hillary should have won. She'll still be whining about it. That much, much more so. Welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of. John 4:11. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome to the conversation that I believe you're a part of, and hopefully you take what I say and go with it. Don't take my word, look it up. I got something I wanted to read. It's kind of long, but it's great, though. It's kind of poignant to what's kind of going on in today's society. Billy Graham's daughter was interviewed on the early show, and Jane Clayson asked her, how could God let something like this happen regarding to the attacks on September 11th? Ann Graham gave an extremely profound and insightful response. She said, I believe God is deeply saddened by this, just as we are. But for years, we have been telling God to get out of our schools, to get out of our government, and to get out of our lives. And being the gentleman he is, I believe he has calmly backed out. How can we expect God to give us his blessings and his protection if we demand him to leave us alone? In light reference of events, terror attacks, school shootings, etc. I think it started when Madeleine Murray O'Hare, she was murdered, her body found recently, complained she didn't want prayer in our schools, and we said okay. Then someone said, you should not read the Bible in school. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and love your neighbor as yourself. And we said, okay. Then Dr. Benjamin Spock said, we shouldn't spank our children when they misbehave because their middle personalities would be warped, and we might damage their self-esteem. Dr. Spock's son committed suicide. We said, an expert should know what he's talking about. And we said, okay. Now we're asking ourselves why our children have no consequence, why they don't know right from wrong, and why it doesn't bother them to basically kill strangers or to see them killed, their classmates and themselves. Probably if we think about it long and hard enough, we can figure it out. I think it has a great deal to do with what we reap. You know, we reap what we sow. Funny how simple it is for people to trash God and then wonder why the world's going to hell. Funny how we believe that the newspapers say, but question the Bible and what it says. Funny how you can send jokes through email and they spread like wildfire. But when you start sending messages regarding the Lord, people think twice about sharing. Funny how lewd, crude, vulgar, and obscene articles pass freely through cyberspace, but public discussion of God is suppressed in the school and workplace. Are you laughing? Funny how when you forward this message, you will not send it to many on your address list because you're not sure what they believe or what they will think of you sending it. Funny how we can be more worried about what other people think of us than what God thinks of us. Pass it on if you think it has merit. And if you don't, you'll just disregard it. God is getting out of this world. Plain and simple. You have those people from Chicago. Oh, let's just take a Trump supporter who's not really all there. Let's beat him up because we disagree with what he, because, you know, God forbid, let's go to a part of Chicago where there's no Tea Party members, there's no white people, there's no Republicans, it's only blacks, the place is falling apart, it's decrepit, it's a dump heap, and we're going to blame people that don't even live there, that don't even have any part in that area. When you have congressmen and senators that own a little building in there so they can say, hey, they have residents there, but they don't live there, they don't go there, they won't do anything. Okay, that's where we're at, folks. I don't get it. This was not really a national thing, but it was kind of a local, like a central thing. In Kalamazoo, there were people playing, I guess there was a game called Knockout, because I guess kids are bored, they got nothing to do. Let's walk around and pick someone and then try to knock them unconscious. Well, these kids tried to do that. And unfortunately, he had a gun and they didn't knock him out and he shot back. Poor guy. Same thing would happen to me. You better knock me out because I'll pull out my concealed and carry and bang. And they caught him because they notified the hospitals to look out for anyone coming in for a shot bullet wound. And lo and behold, he got busted when he was in prison. He goes, we're just bored. We have nothing to do. So, you know, we just go around and try to knock people out. It's kind of a fun game. And since he got shot, he's changed his view now. Just people not to do it. Like, you really think you're going to put it on Facebook Live and no one's going to know who you are and you're not going to get in trouble? There's going to be no consequences. That's what, there's no consequences anymore. As a teacher, you can't discipline a kid. Man, I'd love to be a teacher. Have a parent come in there. You beat my son's ass? Yes, I did. Because you should have. Maybe if you would have beat his butt, he wouldn't be really and uncontrollable. Maybe if you would have showed him discipline. I've had friends that are teachers that the parents come in. You mean I'm supposed to read with my kid? Yeah. And when they start reading with the kid and helping them with their homework, their turnaround is tremendous. Your kids see you and see what you're about. Mm-hmm. If you sitting there with cartons of Kent cigarettes and you're telling your kids not to smoke and you're lighting up 5.5 packs a day, what is the kid gonna think? You know, you'd have to sit down and say, hey, this is got nicotine in it, it's addictive. I wish I could quit and I'm trying to, but I can't. They're not gonna grasp that. A kid's a monkey see, monkey do. If hate is not born, it's taught. Hate is not born, it's taught, folks. It's taught. They learned that psychobabble, they can unlearn it. You know, where did we ever get to the point in this nation where you have people? I mean, on her Facebook, it says, this is what I think of my country. And she's giving the bird and pointing to her butt on this. Okay, if that's what you think about your country, then what are you living here for? If this country is so bad, why aren't you leaving? I don't get it. If you have it so bad in this country, go to North Korea and try to live. Try to take down a piece of government propaganda in a hotel, and you'll get 15 years of hard labor. There's no consequences anymore. Everyone gets a trophy. Everyone's going to, don't worry. See, when I played YMCA baseball, I played a league at one time where you swing until you hit the bat because we were so young, and it's a chance to give everyone a chance to, and if you can't hit the bat, if you can't hit the ball, then they let you run the first. But after, that's like 1 year. Then the next year, you got to hit the ball. And they, you know, and you learn. And then, okay, now we don't pitch for you. We have someone that pitches. Because you should know how to pitch. And we got these little, I still got my two dinkly little trophies that were like, so that you can remember you played YMCA baseball. And I'm like, I almost wanted to throw this in the garbage. I said, I wanted that big one that said, you got first place. You were the best. Only one got that one. Now everyone gets a big-ass trophy. Congratulations, you participated. Take them damn things away and give them a piece of paper. Learn disappointment. I remember when you drive around to like 5 different stores from Kmart to Target to Zales to all these different places to try to get that thing you wanted, that game. Yeah, we had two of the Contra, but yeah, we just sold them. Sorry. Now you can go online, you can download, and bam, you can be playing the game in like 2 seconds. In my day, you had to run around to get the game. And it wasn't an instantaneous thing. Kids today live in this world of, I want it now. Give it to me. I'm owed it. You believe what I believe, I'm going to beat your ass. That's not the American way. That's not the American way, folks. You didn't see us do this when Trump, and you know, when Trump did this, you see this with liberals. When Obama did this, you didn't see us carrying on and come, okay, we're going to, okay, we need to recount the recount of the recounts, recount. I'm welcome. This is my recount of the recount, recount rally. Yeah, I know we've recounted this like 1,000 times, but 1,001, it's okay, come on. And when I mean recount, what I really mean, folks, is we're supposed to be increasing, we're supposed to be adding in more votes for the other candidates of the Obama law. No. We say, okay, Obama is the president of the United States. Suck it up, Buttercup, and we had to. We didn't agree with his policies. We didn't agree with the individual mandate. But we grew up in a different society when you didn't have, when it wasn't an instantaneous, here, folks, you get whatever you want. I remember this is like when I was like a little kid, one of my next door neighbors had a birthday party and they had to go to like 10 stores because they couldn't find like, because her favorite color was red and they couldn't find just bags of red balloons. And they had to get like 10 bags and hopefully they had enough red ones in there for her. They had to go all around town. Now you can just go to like a Party City and get whatever color you want and like 70 shades and there you go or whatever. You can get tablecloths the same color, the crepe, all that stuff. See, we grew up in an area when if you didn't have it, you didn't have it. And if you wanted it, you'd have to do things. Now it's like, okay, you want that video game, you want this, you can just go online and bang, download instant. We had to learn strategies at the video store to try to get that video game rental or that VCR movie. I remember one time my mom came home, you'll not believe it. War of the Roses, I got it. I'm like, how in the heck? Yeah, they just happened to be putting it on the shelf and I got it right before someone else. Nowadays, you just turn on Netflix and bang, there you go. I mean, something needs to happen to these kids so that they're taught, so that there's a lesson. Now, if that was the opposite, if that was a black kid and those were white people and they were beating him up because he was an Obama supporter and Obama won the presidency, the media would have a field day. The media would be, they'd be blown up. Oh, but the CNN, Don Lemon says, it wasn't evil to kidnap and torture the man. Okay. And he's one of their highest viewed people. I just, when I heard about that, I'm like, I don't know where this country's going. What are people thinking? Yeah, we might have beat up and fought people that we knew in our school. You know, there were fights, but you knew the people. But at least it's getting, right now, I don't know if it's going to be considered premeditated or, but they're getting charged with kidnapping, assault, hate crime, all this stuff. And the way the Chicago PD is talking, they're not going to go lightly on this. Rightly so. Maybe so. Because they shouldn't. They shouldn't. But they don't care. I mean, they look to me like that type of, how would you, like that terrorist type person that's like, you know what, if I die, oh well, I do it for my cause. I mean, they don't, when you look at the faces of them, they don't have remorse. Like, they don't, that's what I'm doing, I don't care. But this is, I want to get into this because this is what really, I about pissed my pants when I heard this. And this is, okay, OMG. Look at what just happened. They will be infuriated. Where are the people thinking Trump will just, where are these people thinking that Trump's just going to end the Obama tax and not replace it with anything? You know, make America sick again, Trump. Oh, really? He said at one time, I don't know how it's going now, but he said at one time, Trump said this, on day one, we're going to eliminate the individual mandate, and we're going to keep Obamacare, if you have it. And I've heard that they're going to have plans in place to where you can keep that insurance until they transform it, or turn whatever they're going to do with it. But the individual mandate is going to go away so you don't get penalized if you don't have it. I mean, you're one of the big, and liberals are saying, oh, that, no, this talking point that that the healthcare costs were going to go down with Obamacare, that wasn't it. One of the talking points was your healthcare was going to go down. You could keep your doctor if you like it. You could keep your insurance. And I knew so many people that had insurance that they got a letter that, starting effective in 1 month, we're not going to be offering insurance. Wow. You know, this comes from the very lady, Nancy Pelosi, who said, well, we have to pass the healthcare bill to find out what's in it. She, the same lady that says, we're going to make America sick, is the same lady who got exemptions from using the Obamacare. She had exemptions for her buddies and their companies so that they wouldn't get fined if they didn't use Obamacare. What do you mean? Can you explain to me something, Nancy Pelosi? What do you mean by make America sick? You got a waiver from using, you were exempt from using Obamacare. So what do you mean make America sick? If Obamacare was so great, why would you get an exemption? You should have been first in line to use it. It's amazing how all these people are going off about how, oh, he's going to ruin this country by getting rid of Obamacare. Well, all the Democrats that are saying that are the Democrats that got waivers so they didn't have to use it, that weren't using it. If it was so great, then why weren't you using it? Why weren't these Democrats using it? That now, you know, now they're saying, well, it wasn't about, Obamacare really wasn't about I'm lowering the premiums of the healthcare or lowering the prescription cost or making it more affordable for people. That's not what it was about. No, it was trying to get healthcare for everybody. Oh, I don't remember Barack Obama going around saying, oh, your healthcare costs are going to skyrocket. Your insurance is going to quadruple. Yeah, that prescription that you're paying $5 for, you're going to be paying $20 million. He wasn't saying that. He was saying everything was going to be cheaper. You're going to have, it's going to be more affordable, more access, more of this. Not only are you going to be able to keep your doctor, but you're going to have access to many doctors for many. And now they're like, well, that's not what the talking points were. And, you know, basically, you know, he's just going to make America sick again. He's just going to repeal this law that we didn't have to use because it was so bad. Oops, was my mic on? I mean, it was just wonderful. Freaking hypocrite. But I guess I want to get back to this really quickly. Because there's been evidence now that there's actually a second video where they show the teen forced to drink water from a toilet. I can't, that's all, I'm just gonna, I can't even get into that. It just makes me sick. It just makes me sick. And I bet you they probably didn't. I would bet they're a fatherless parent. They're a fatherless family, or a dad or a mother or something is not there. Something. But, okay. You want to know something, folks? And this is, I don't know if I've said this much on my radio program, but, you know, my dad worked in the international division for National Homes. He'd be gone 6 months at a time, 8 months at a time, over in Iran, Iraq, Turkey, Sudan. I remember when he came to the Purdue airport, I didn't recognize the guy because he had a full beard and everything. And I guess that's why I guess I'm more drawn to my mom than my dad. But I had, who is it? I had men in my life. Charlie Byers was like a second dad to me. Mel Brutzman was like a second dad to me. John Mills was like a second dad to me. They taught me the right way. They taught me that when you use a hammer, you're hammering in a nail, not just hitting a wall. And I'll never forget that. Because I saw my dad and Charlie Byers using a hammer. So I picked up a hammer one day. My dad wasn't even, he was in, I think, Saudi Arabia or whatever. And I'm starting to hammer the wall. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what the? And she called Charlie Byers and he came over and he goes, and he showed me, okay, yeah, this is for using it with him. And he taught me. I mean, when he died, it was I felt like I lost my dad. He was a great man. He taught me a lot. So there's no excuse having a second parent or not having a parent or whatever. You can always. That's why I try to be there for people. Because you don't know what they're going through. But what they did is inexcusable. And if we don't have consequences, I mean, we don't. I mean, look at Colin Kaepernick. What did he do? He disgraced his country by refusing to stand up for the national anthem. And now he's given the 49ers most distinguished award they give to a player. There are ex-49ers that are outraged, that are like sick. It's ridiculous. Oh, just burn an American flag. It's okay. Don't worry. There's no consequence. Well, there'd be big consequences if that was four white guys beating up a black guy who was a Trump supporter. Nah, an Obama supporter. I just wanted to see if you can get that. You know, how dare them? But once the shoe's on their foot, oh, it's not evil. That's not really evil. Well, I mean, you know, that's what, you know, hey, you got what was coming to him. You know, you should have been beaten. I don't know what the heck. You go into the wrong hood, the wrong area, man. It's just like Nancy Pelosi. Trump is going to make America sick again. Wow, the very person that got exemptions from using this law because it sucked is going to say that she's going to make America sick again because he's going to repeal this law that doesn't work, that was so bad that you wouldn't use it, that all your friends got exemptions. It's the double standard. If the shoe's on the other foot, they'd be going ballistic. Every media outlet would be calling for their heads. Those four white guys should have been killed, nutted up, or beating up an Obama supporter. But now that it's four black guys beating up a white kid who supports Trump, oh, it's not evil, whatever. Thank God the Chicago PD says this type of stuff, this hate crime should not be happening in Chicago or in the U.S., and this can be dealt with. We'll have to see what happens. But America does have a bright future, folks. Just look at this. Several teens from a Mississippi high school got together to give a naval veteran a proper send-off. Jerry Wayne Pino died December 12th at the age of 70, and his body laid in a funeral home for weeks since he had no family members or friends to claim the body. As a result, the six teens from Long Beach High School served as pallbearers for his funeral service. Those people are men right there. 18 doesn't make you a man. Smoking a cigar doesn't make you a man. Drinking a beer doesn't make you a man. Having integrity, having honor, and having a heart is what makes you a man or a woman. That guy had no family, nothing. And they stepped up to give him a proper burial with an American flag for the veteran he was. That shows that there is still hope in this country, that there are still teenagers out there and still youngsters who get it, who understand what America was about. America wasn't found. I mean, Christopher Columbus didn't come here saying, oh, I can't wait till we get to the West Indies to get to that pepper processing plant so we can get that ground black pepper so we can take it back and have it ready to go. No, they went there to try to find the fast route to the West Indies to hopefully find black pepper that they'd have to collect and get and then take back. And they found America. And when they came here, yes, but they had to earn what they had. I mean, our ancestors didn't come here going, you know what? I came to this country with $40 in my pocket and the government on my side. No, they didn't, they wanted to make something of themselves. They weren't about, well, let me see what I can get off the government. Let's see what loopholes I can use. You know, it's what can I do to this country to help out and make a mark? Like Chef Boyardee. He was an Italian immigrant that came to this country and opened an Italian restaurant. And the patrons loved his tomato sauce so much that they asked him to bottle it, and the rest is history. And that's where this country is. Yes, that's how we're going to make this country great. By bringing jobs back here and getting people working and wanting to do and wanting to say. I mean, I would love to be able to buy like a Ford or a Chevy or a Jeep or a Dodge. And the people, you know, and have like, okay, I inspected this. My name is Jason so-and-so, and I inspected this vehicle. I'm the person, you know, I have the person that does all the, like if they make, let's say, like the seat cushions, you know, sign, you know, here's a tag that I've signed that I'm proud to have made these seats. And look, I mean, I think that'd be kind of neat to say, you know, that there's 500,000 people around the world that are sitting on seats that I upholstered. But we need to have a real future, folks. Not one like Obama, where he said that there has been no foreign terror organization has attacked the U.S. in 8 years. No one has attacked the U.S. foreign-wise in 8 years. So I guess, let me see here. The Fort Hood shooting? Wow. The Boston bombing? The New Jersey, New York bombings? The San Bernardino, California shooting. I mean, okay, Did the Men in Black come to you and sit there and put that thing in front of you to erase your memory? I mean, really? Are you that ignorant? Oh, well, he also had an administration that had nothing. It was a perfect administration. You know, he never had any scandals or anything. Fast and Furious or Benghazi or any of the emails, all that, you know. We didn't have any foreign people attack us. That's why now when you go to the 500, you have to have a pass to get into the infield to park your car. The security is way tight. It's ridiculous. No GOP person could get away with stuff Obama has. They would rake him over the dang coals. But, you know, it just infuriates me. That's why I love Trump, because he's going to call a spade a spade. If something happens, he's going to call it. He's not going to be perfect, but at least, yeah, we got attacked. We got attacked, folks. This happened, yes. Well, I'm sure a lot of you heard about the other day. Who was it? Sean Hannity had an interview with Julian Assange. It was great. And he basically, like, how many times do I have to tell you people? Russia had nothing to do with the hack. And I've heard that they actually, once Trump gets elected, they're going to come out with who actually did the hacking and who leaked all this information and all that stuff. Because, I mean, like I've said on the program many times, who cares who hacked it? It showed corruption, but no one cares about that because, you know, God forbid, Democrats, you know, condone their own party for being corrupt. But I guess he's given CNN 48 hours until WikiLeaks destroys them with new emails. I mean, I've already heard and people have confessed that they were getting paid by the Obama administration. And they were being told what to say and they were saying what. You know, if Obama didn't want it talked about, they were short-lived. I mean, that's why people watch the Drudge Report. They read it. They listen to InfoWars and the Blaze and all these other networks. That you may agree with some of it, you may not agree with some of it. But they're speaking from their, they're saying what they want to say. They're not being told what to say. I'd rather disagree with someone who's speaking his mind than have people that lie to me that I don't trust. At least he's being honest. I may not agree with him, but at least he's being honest and this is what he believes 100%. And nope, you have a lot of these news stations that they, when something happens, they won't even discuss it or talk about it or they'll lie about it or they'll. Got about 19 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in from wherever you are around the world. I don't know if you heard about this. When I saw this, I about pissed. Another thing about pissed my pants on. That's been a funny week, though. Jill Stein came out to a crowd of almost zero at a Count My Vote rally in Wisconsin. Really? Like, the 5 recounts before that were wrong. And half of them ended up showing that there were more votes for Trump the second or third time around than they were the first time. And it's actually, in some cases, Hillary's lost by more. It just grew the margin. And in the case of Detroit, there were places where Hillary won, and she had way more votes than registered voters in those areas. Okay. What you need to do, Jill Stein, is you need to find your mommy, and you need to have her have her potty train you so you can get out of your diapers and get over it. Trump won. Suck it up, Buttercup. We sucked it up when Obama won. And there were a couple court cases where they questioned, well, there's more votes than registered voters in this town. We want to just know what the heck. And we did it legally. But it was handled in there. We weren't going around getting 50 million people trying to, okay, now let's get behind this Wisconsin recount. No, it was up to, hey, this county in Ohio or whatever had more votes than registered voters. We're just wanting to make sure what's the discrepancy. We just want to know. And there you go. But you have a silent media. I mean, the media is not even talking about how Jackie Evancho's album sales are skyrocketing. When she said, yes, I'd be honored to sing at Trump's inauguration. You put two and two together. You know, it works. It equals four, folks. People are saying, wow, her album sales are directly correlated to the fact that she's doing Trump's inauguration, and people are finding, and I think a lot of it is, well, yeah, we saw her on that show when she did that, like American Idol or X Factor, one of those, I forget which one it was on, and probably didn't realize she was singing and still doing all this stuff, and bang. And their sales are skyrocketing. And the liberal media is refusing to talk about it. Because God forbid anything good comes out of someone doing something with Trump. If it doesn't fit their agenda, they can't talk about it. They can't talk about it. I mean, what is it, a trillion to 0.00000001 chance that Hillary Clinton will win one of these recounts after the 60th recount? Oh, but we still got to have these recounts. Like they got, like she hasn't, like the liberals have nothing better to do. I mean, she got, I'm surprised anyone showed up. I don't get this world. I don't get it. You know, if it's something that fits a liberal agenda, it's all over the media. If it's something like Jackie Evancho, she's doing Trump's inauguration and her album sales are skyrocketing. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to touch it. I just don't understand. I just don't get it, folks. But then, like those four kids in Chicago. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Hate doesn't solve anything. Love does. You know, like my thing I read this morning. Well, how can God allow all this stuff to happen? Well, it's very simple. Okay, we can't have God in the government. We can't have God in the church. We can't have God here. We can't have God there. And Jesus says, hey, you don't want me? I'm not going to be here. You take him out of the equation and look what happens. And they try to replace God with laws. See, these shootings are happening because, you know, people have guns. If we eliminate guns and just have them on the black market, then okay, no. You can't replace God with laws unless you're talking the Ten Commandments, but then you're using God. But that's the problem. You can't discipline a kid so they just grow up to be wild child because they were never taught right from wrong. And then the people that do discipline go the exact opposite, where they just beat you to beat you. And there's no, okay, well, this is why you did this. You did this wrong, and this is why we beat you. We spanked you because you did this, and this is wrong. Well, this wasn't wrong, and you beat me. Well, you know, I don't get it, man. I don't understand. I just don't. And that's what I think frustrates a lot of us. Is the way this country, you know, these kids are not, I don't know what they're being taught. You know, when you have kids that don't even know their history, and they're like, college. Well, what do we celebrate today? It's Labor Day. It's Memorial Day. What, you know? I mean, I bet you could go up to college kids and ask them, what do we celebrate on Veterans Day? They probably wouldn't know. It's the day that we celebrate Arnold J. Veteran. He was at least it's what it says on my Google thing. Yeah, he was a guy that lived in New Jersey, and he was a mailman. That's kind of a stretch, but I bet you could ask somebody on camera, what do we celebrate during Veterans Day, and someone would not know. There's a reason why they say on the back of a peanut jar, warning, contains peanuts. Because you have someone who is allergic to peanuts, smart enough to pick up the peanut butter container, and hopefully smart enough to read the warning label on the back saying it contains peanuts. Hopefully. Because somebody inevitably will get that peanut butter and they'll eat it, and I didn't know it contained peanuts, and then they'll sue because they didn't have the warning label on the back. I'm glad I grew up in an age where you learn to have a pair. Not now. If you're 18 years old, you fended for yourself. You're an adult. If you had, you know, honor and integrity and, you know. Not anymore. Now you got like 30-year-olds that don't have honor, integrity, or anything. Let me just beat someone's ass because I don't believe what they do. It's like that, like I talked about earlier, like that guy in Kalamazoo. Oh yeah, that knockout game. Yeah, we're just bored. So yeah, it's a thing that kids do. You know, you're bored. So what do? You just try to find people and you signal a guy out and you just try to knock him out. What a game. Why don't you play a game where you run around and you try to find a restaurant with a veteran and then you pay for his meal? That'd be a fun game, wouldn't it? Bless somebody. If you got a couple extra bucks, go to the Walmart and say, here's $200. Put it on some, pay off some layaways. Play that game. Why don't you play a game called Tell Your Wife You Love Her Game? It's a fun game. Let her know that she means something. Nope, we gotta sit there and let's beat someone's ass game. And what you do is you duct tape a kid up and you beat the hell out of him because he's white and you disagree with him. Because Trump is a white person who married an immigrant. Trump's going to ban all these immigrants. Okay, so is he going to tell his wife to go back to her own country? No, he's talking about illegals, people that don't have documentation, no paperwork. He's just wanting to make it safer so that somebody doesn't come into this country from another place that wants to kill us. Moving on, folks. Moving on. I don't know if you saw yesterday. If any of you, I wonder how many of my fans or my conversation listeners now watch football because of me. Who knows? Some might and some. I know my cousin Larry got me a Manchester United hat, which I wear now. I love it. I got so many. Got a Grateful Dead one. I got a dog, Depend on God hat, and I got tons of them. But I love that Manchester United one. It's amazing, you know. And it's just yesterday. Wow. Tottenham Hotspurs beat Chelsea 2-0. What a game! Because I saw, when I don't get to see the game, I watch the highlights, and I'm like, I had to do a double take when I saw the score. I'm like, wow. But the announcer said that Chelsea wasn't going to win forever. They were going to eventually lose, you know. And that totally shook up the table because Manchester United is still at sixth with 39 points. But now Arsenal moved back one to fifth with 41, and Man City and Tottenham are tied at 42, and Tottenham having the goal difference, they're up in third. And of course, that's going to, you know, if Manchester United wins and Arsenal ties or loses and they'll get into fifth place. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting when Chelsea and Liverpool start playing in Tottenham and, you know, Man City and some of these top six teams have to play each other. And eventually one of those teams is going to advance up 3 points or hopefully and vice versa, or, you know. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this starts to shake out because one of my buddies, James, he's like, well, here you go. Arsenal's doing great. I'm like, yeah, right now. He goes, well, I know. Just wait till the new year and they'll start tanking. I said, nah. I thought they would go a little bit longer before they started to go down, but nope. They're starting to go downhill fast. But I think the team of United is starting to really come together. And when you have the players talk about Jose Mourinho, like, you know, he seems like this is where he wanted to be all along. And he's finally at the club where he feels he belongs, and he wants to. This club has a history and rich tradition. And he wants to not let that down. He wants to keep that tradition going and keep that winning going and keep, you know, and he feels honored and privileged to be the manager, and he doesn't want to take that for granted. And that, along with the players coming here saying, yeah, I want to make Manchester United great again and turn the team around and be fighting for the UEFA Champions League and getting in there, and, you know. So I think it's a good thing. It's just exciting because there are teams that, like, I thought it was going to be like a 3-0 Chelsea over Tottenham. So it's just these games, you never know. It's getting so exciting. It's just, it's great. And it's just something that as the season progresses, it's only going to get more exciting. Because there are teams that I thought would be doing still pretty good, that they're starting to taper off, and some teams, you know, like West Bromwich Albion, is starting to move up some. And so it's going to be interesting to see where we finish come the end of the season. I hope we're at least a top two or three is what I'm hoping. I know Jose wants to guarantee us a spot in the UEFA Champions League next year, so And I don't know if I talked about this on Tuesday, but hard to believe Dale Jr. got married. It just seems like yesterday they would have him on TV and he's like, Dale, do you ever want to be and have a spot in racing? And if so, what? And he was, I think it'd be great to be a driver. You know, I love the sport so much. And he's just like a little kid. Now he's like married and he's my age and hard to believe. But then it just seems like yesterday it was the Winston Cup. And then it became, I can still remember when they had those inaugural year NASCAR Nextel Cup. And heck, that's been 12 years now. And just time flies, but it's hard to believe it's almost ready for another season. The Daytona 24 at Rolex. It's one of my good friends, Robin, she's like, oh, I've been to all those. I'm like, yeah, someday I hope to get to the 24 Rolex and watch the whole thing. But she goes, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. But it's just like hard to believe that's almost coming up. And of course, the Daytona 500, that's like the pinnacle. That's like, you know, we start out our season with the Daytona 500, which is like, imagine if like the first game in football was like the Super Bowl. It's our biggest thing. And bang. But then when you look at IndyCar, you know, I always look at it like you have the whole IndyCar season, but then like the 500's like a totally like separate race. Because it seems like every time someone's dominant in the IndyCar series, they don't do anything when it comes to the 500. And it's just always fascinated with me because it seems like, okay, here you have this whole entire, this Indy 500 is like a totally separate race where it's almost like you can take it out of the equation for the season and have it not count towards anything, towards the season or anything. And it wouldn't bother anybody because it's like its own thing. I'm actually, when I try to get a hold of the Speedway and ask them, I would love to know how many tickets have been sold for, because I know last year they sold out beyond belief. You know, they could have added probably 20,000 seats and sold them. And I'm wondering, since it was the 100th anniversary, how many of those people are going to come back this year? So we'll have to wait and see. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.